Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha Williams. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Go, and tweet them and let them know that we're coming live and on the air. First of all, I have a couple of announcements. Prophetic Corner is under the leadership of Apostle Yvonne Rouse, who's the founder and president of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. We thank God for our apostle and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for our apostle and our pastor. Glory to God. We're looking forward to an awesome show on today, so go ahead right now and go ahead and text them. You know how y'all do it. You can text them while you're on the phone. Just go ahead and text them up and tweet them and let them know that, you know, it's going down. It's going to be a live show, and we expect God to move, glory to God, in a mighty, mighty way, glory to God. And you also know that Apostle and Pastor, they do counseling, amen, they do teaching, preaching, whatever the need may be. If you need a mentor, they're on the job. They're ready, amen, to help you to get to that next level that you need to go to, that you want to go to, that you're ready to go to. So go ahead and hit them up on Facebook and let them know what the need may be. They do marriage counseling. Glory to God. I always throw that in there. Amen. They'll help you, amen, whatever the need may be. They know they have many gifts and talents. So I encourage you to go ahead and hit them up and let them know what you need. Because, you know, like they always say, it's in the house. It's in their house. It means it's in their vessel, glory to God, because God has placed it there. So go ahead and hit them up and let them know what the need may be. You know, I want to encourage you to come on and partner with us. And in being a partner with us, you will receive, amen, Moments in the Spirit. It's done by Minister Michelle Wilson. Amen, who does an awesome job, a two-minute clip that will just jumpstart your Monday. You'll receive it by Monday. And I also want to encourage you, amen, to come on. And as you keep coming, glory to God, you'll get, amen, Midweek Manna done by Minister Sheila Leverett. It's an awesome, awesome, awesome two-minute clip also. Amen. Glory to God. That will just give you that jump start that you need also. And you will be placed on our personal prayer list where you will be prayed for by the team. Now, don't you want a team of people who don't mind praying? Don't you want to be on a team that people will pray for you, actually pray? You know, some people say, well, you know, I'm praying for you, but they never pray for you. Most of the time, they're always praying for themselves. But, you know, whenever, you know, we say we're going to pray, then we're going to pray, glory to God. And who knows, you may get even a personal, amen, a personal phone call from the pastor and the apostle. So I encourage you to come on and get in. You get all that in partnering with us for only $25 or more. So, you know, the door is open. So don't wait till the door closes and then start calling and say, well, you know what, I was trying to get in. Now you can get in now. That door is open. Nobody's blocking the doorway. Glory to God. So come on in and get in. Hallelujah. And let God be your guide. And I want to encourage you on our Tuesday night show. That's when Apostle and Pastor come on. Amen. Glory to God. One Without Walls Worldwide Ministries, One Word from the Lord under the umbrella. Glory to God. And they come on at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And it's an awesome, awesome show. So mark your calendar as I go through and tell you the shows that are coming up. Glory to God. So you won't miss them. Amen. And they come on, amen, like I said, at 8 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's an awesome show, amen. If you missed it on last week, you missed a treat. You missed a treat, glory to God. You missed a treat about doing a self-examination, glory to God. So go back, amen, and you can listen to it on demand. And if you move on down, amen, just a little bit further, on Saturday, we have Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. And it was an awesome show on yesterday. It's always awesome. It really, really is. You just need to come on in and hear it, amen. Hear it from, amen, right from, get it hot from the press, I say. You know, God is doing great and mighty things, but whenever you get it secondhand, then yes, it's still good. But when you can get it right off the press, you know, y'all like that bacon, when you get that bacon right out of the grease, you know what I'm talking about. Amen. Glory to God. It's awesome, awesome, awesome. So I encourage you to come on in, amen, and hear what Elder was saying on Saturday. It was just so awesome. It was a great word, amen, from the Lord, and she prayed the house down. Amen. And she said at the last, she said, I got to get out of here. Amen. But I was wondering because it was hot. Glory to God. So I encourage you to go back and listen at her show. Glory to God. And we are the Hour of Power that comes on Sunday. Prophetess Martha Williams, amen. I come on the first, amen, hour, glory to God, at 5 o'clock Central Standard Time, 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and 2 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. I think I'm right. Glory to God. If I'm not charging to my head, I'm still working on my heart. Glory to God. And I encourage you to come on, amen, and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. You know, God is really moving. You know, it's just up to us to come on in and get in and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Amen. Because you don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. Come and get it straight hot from off the press. Glory to God. And then Ministry Elaine Jackson comes on the next hour. Right after I come on, I get through, then she'll come on at 6:30. That'll give you some time to get your drink of water and get ready for the word. Amen. As she get ready to bring forth the word with power, amen, and clarity. Glory to God. And she comes on at 6:30. So you don't want to miss her show. And we all, after we leave, that's when we go get us a sip of water or whatever, amen, Sprite, whatever you may like, and then go over and hear Minister Lane. Because we want to support everybody, glory to God. It ain't about just me. It ain't about that. It's about support. So when you learn how to support others, then others can support you. But if you don't support others, then don't expect for people to support you. Glory to God. That's just the way it is, and that's the bottom line. Glory to God. So I just want to encourage you again to come on and be a part of this ministry and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. You know, God is moving and he's doing great and mighty things, and I'm expecting him to do even the more. You know, it's been an awesome, awesome journey, and I look forward to seeing what God has at the end of the journey. You know, we don't ever get too old to learn. You know, always keep an open mind. If somebody tells you something, amen, and if you don't think it's right, you say, well, that's when you go and start searching and you start asking God to show you this and show you that and, you know, to see if they're right. Don't just downright just tell them, well, you know what, that ain't right. I don't know, that's just not right. If you don't know it to be so, then you don't have to tell them that. You know, just say, and go ahead on and then search and seek for yourself. That's what he always tell us to do. Don't we have to seek God, you know, for ourselves, you know, no matter what. And whoever it is bringing the word forth, amen, you got to know the word for yourself. In order for you to know what's in the word, then you got to read the word. Amen. And then when you hear somebody saying something that's not right, I mean, you say, okay, Lord, that ain't what I read. Now, is this right? Or tell me, am I wrong? That's what you got to do. But so many times, you know, now people, everybody wants to be right. Just right. Glory to God. Just right. You know? But you got to have an open heart, an open ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. You know, he's moving through just more than just one person. That's the thing. It said in his word that he has no respect of person. Amen. He can use whomever he pleases. Glory to God. So just keep an open mind. Amen. When we get ready to listen to anybody's shows. Amen. Glory to God. Keep an open mind. Glory to God. Amen. And with all that said, amen, I just thought I'd throw that out there. Amen. It was something God laid on my heart, so I just thought I'd throw that out there. Glory to God. I'm going to open us up in prayer in just a few minutes, but we have a caller on the line. So we're going to go ahead and take this caller's prayer request, and then we'll go on into our message. But you can go ahead and be turning to Ruth chapter 1. Glory to God. Amen. Caller 857, you are on the air.
Thank you for taking my call.
Amen.
I'm happy to get into today's program.
Amen.
It's a blessing.
Amen. Amen. Where are you calling from, and what's your prayer request?
I'm calling from the Boston area in Massachusetts, and my prayer request is for God to lead me to the right apartment that is safe and affordable.
Amen. 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 Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, Father, we ask you, Lord God, to give a wisdom, Lord God, give a knowledge, Lord God, of the right place, God, to go and dwell in, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to move all the other ones out of the way, Lord God. Direct her to the right apartment that's safe for her, Lord God. Because, Lord God, you said in your word, Lord God, you are the security in the name of Jesus, oh God. Let your angels camp around her, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. As she goes, Lord, to look for the right apartment, Lord God, and the apartment, Lord God, in which, Lord God, she can afford, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, because we know, Lord, that nothing is too hard for you, Lord God. Father, you said as we ask in your son Jesus' name, and it shall be done. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen, amen, and glory to God. God's going to order every step, glory to God. Just wait on God, glory to God. You know, sometimes we can get in a hurry, and we go in a hurry and go in the wrong direction. But God will order every step. He said, a step of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. So God will direct you in where you need to go in a safe place. Wherever you go, amen, glory to God, God's still there, amen. He ain't left, glory to God. Sometimes we think, amen, because, amen, it looks scary, but guess what? God is there anyway. If we take him now, he's there, glory to God. It says he's there all the time, not some of the time. So just believe, and God will direct your steps. Amen, glory to God.
Amen.
And thank you for calling, amen, glory to God. Amen. Come back on the line and let us know, amen, where God placed you, amen, in a good position and a good apartment. Just come and give us a testimony, okay?
I sure will.
Amen.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your prayer.
Amen. Bye-bye. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Now let's move on. I know we went over Ruth before. Glory to God, I know, but you know, God showed us, he showed me some different things about this particular chapter. So what we're going to do, amen, we're going to go in and we're going to walk it, glory to God. We're going to do what God tell us to do. That's the thing. Let us come in agreement always with what God tell us to do and not what man say do. You know what I'm saying? Yes, we have leaders, yes, and they can lead us and guide us, and we're supposed to listen to them. But I love about my leaders, they always say, pray about it. Pray about it. Glory to God. Pray about it. That's what I like, glory to God. And they will give us input, you know, on certain things, and I appreciate that. I do, glory to God. Because it ain't nothing like having good leaders, amen. Good leadership, that makes good people. Amen, glory to God. That makes good disciples. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Let's move on, glory to God. Let's move to chapter 1 of Ruth. I'm going to start at the first verse. Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab, and his wife and his two sons. And the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife was Naomi, and the name of his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrathites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they came into the country of Moab and continued there. It said that they came in that country of Moab, now I understand, and they continued there. In other words, they stayed there. That's where they stayed, glory to God. Let's move on down just a little bit, amen, on 3. And Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left and her two sons. Okay, her husband died, glory to God. Now understand, they were believers, glory to God. But you see, amen, Elimelech, amen, her husband had done backslid because he was going to a place over there, amen, where they didn't care nothing about God. He was taking his family, amen, to a place where they didn't believe in God like that. They had their own God, glory to God. So let's move on down. We're going to get into it, glory to God. Walk with me, come on. And they took them wives of the woman of Moab. The names of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other was Ruth. And they dwell there about 10 years. So So she still stayed after her husband died. She stayed there. Her and her sons took wives, amen, from that country. Glory to God. Ain't that something? Let's move on down. Hallelujah. And Marlon and Killian died also, both of them. And the woman was left of her two sons and her husband. Now, just think about it, amen. She was a woman of God, and both of her husband had done died. Her two sons had died. And don't you know, sometimes when things go wrong and people, you know, they turn their back on God sometimes. When they say, Lord, why did you do this to me? Glory to God. Why, Lord, why? You know, and they turn their back on God. But you know what? You can't do that. You got to make sure you stay strong in the Lord. And if you can't, you got to ask somebody to help you pray your way through. You know, so many times we get so caught up in how people don't look at us and what they don't think about us and how we supposed to act. You know, we're supposed to act and put up this facade like, okay, you know, I'm all right. I'm doing okay. Well, really, you're hurting. You know, you got to just lay before the Lord and say, Lord, I'm hurting. And if you ain't really, really where you need to be and you need some help, hey, get somebody to help pray with you. You know, it's okay. You go to church every Sunday. Amen. You go and you sit on the front row and you're jumping up and down. Things done happening in your life and you're jumping up and down. Yes, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But on the inside, you're tore up from the floor. You need to get some help. Glory to God. I've seen this thing. You know, yes, you try to put on a facade like, okay, I'm strong. I'm strong like this. No, you need to let the Lord know, Lord, I hurt. Help me, Lord. Who I need to go to, Lord, to pray with me? Who I need to go to get from help? You know, don't let no shame be in your game. Glory to God. You know, God likes for you to come to him. Amen. Say, Lord, I need some help. Lead me to guide me who I can get help from. You know, that way you won't be so broken. You won't be so tore up, amen, on the inside. But this woman that lost her son and her husband, they lost all of them. Amen, glory to God. But she never, amen, she didn't turn against God. Amen, glory to God. Let's read on down, amen. We're going to really get into it. Hold on, man, just hold on. Then she arose with her daughter-in-law that she might return from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the country of Moab, how that the Lord had visited his people in grieving and giving them bread. Okay, she was saying, okay, you know, let's go back. Amen. I think I'm going to go back. I'm going to return back over there. Amen. Because what happened when they left, there was a famine in that land. And they left, glory to God. That's why they end up over there, glory to God. But what happened, God had visited that land. So she said, okay, well, I think I'm going to return to that land. Because where she was, those people, amen, glory to God, that was where the judges were there, amen. But they didn't really believe like she believed, you know. Amen, glory to God. So guess what? She said, let's return. Well, you know what, amen, we're going to tell a little bit of the story now. We're going to read a little bit, amen, glory to God. Y'all keep up, amen, glory to God. And, you know, she said, okay, I'm going to return. I'm going to go back over there, glory to God. You know, that's where her people were. And she said she was going to return. Well, you know, when she said that, you know, Oprah and Ruth, amen, they wanted to go with her. But she told them, she said, well, she said, you know, hold on, wait a minute. She said, you know, they went a little ways with her. And she told them, she said, go back. Just go back. Go back. She begged them, go back. Go back to your people. Go back to your people. But, you know, they didn't want to really go back. Amen. Glory to God. Now, Ruth, amen, she had sat down and with Elimelech and Naomi, and they had told a story. They were telling a story about how good God was and all this, and she believed in the Lord thy God. She believed it, glory to God. You know, now think about it. There are two people can sit down in the same place, amen, and you know, be taught the word of God, and they can hear the word of God from someone who's teaching them the word of God, and there's two people can sit there at the same time, and one don't get it and the other one ain't gonna get it. Glory to God. Because, amen, Oprah didn't really get it. You know, they were crying. Yes, they were crying because they didn't really want to leave Naomi. Because, see, Ruth believed what Naomi was telling her about the Lord, that God, and how good God was, and how God had helped them, and how God, you know, was a God of Almighty, and, you know, it ain't nothing too hard for God. And, you know, she was going on and on, you know, even on them, like, amen, he died, but he knew what God could do, glory to God. But you see, Oprah was sitting there getting the same teaching that Ruth was getting, but she didn't really get, glory to God. She didn't really get, amen, what the points that Naomi was trying to get across to her of how good God was, glory to God. But you know what, amen, Oprah turned around, you know, amen, glory to God. She said, wait a minute, hold up. She said, y'all can't just, you know, she said, you know, y'all can't stay with me because, glory to God, I'm too old. I can't have no more children. And if I did get a husband and have some more children, y'all won't wait until they get big enough, amen. You'll be too old by the end of marriage, glory to God. Come on now, you know. So that's what she was telling them. She said, ain't no more children coming out of here. So, you know, y'all go ahead and return back to y'all people. Well, you know what? When Oprah heard that, she decided to turn around and go back. Hallelujah. But, you know, Ruth didn't. Ruth went forward to go with them. She stayed. She said, your God gonna be my God. Good God Almighty. She knew what she had talked and told her about how good God was and what God could do. Nothing is too hard for God. Remember that, women. Nothing is too hard for God. Glory to God. I know to all y'all just have been waiting and you say, Lord, send me a husband, send me a husband. You know, my clock ticking. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, come on now, it ain't nothing. Your battery is still okay. You all right? Glory to God. You ain't got to worry about it. Just hold on, because God's going to bring it. Glory to God. He's going to bring it. Glory to God. And so Oprah turned around and she went back. But Ruth said, I'm going with you because I believe what you said. I remember when you sat down and you told me what God did for y'all when y'all was over there in the other country, how God took care of you and your children, how God brought you out, glory to God. He just brought her out to take her back. He is glory to God, that's all. Glory to God. So he is a good God. And she believed it. She said, I'm not going to depart. Now, when you're sitting down and somebody is teaching the two people the same word, one going to get it and sometimes the other one don't get it. Glory to God. But that's because they close their mind. They don't want to hear, amen, glory to God. They're thinking that they know so much. Because sometimes people get caught up in their own self. Forgetting about, amen, you got leaders. Forgetting about leadership. Forgetting about the pastor God placed over them. Forgetting about the apostles he placed over them. Forgetting about reading the word of God. Forgetting about meditating. Forgetting about praying. Forgetting about seeking God so you can get more understanding. Forgetting about all that and say, I can do it myself. But guess what? Ruth didn't. Ruth got it. She got it. She said, your God gonna be my God. I believe what you said, so I'm going with you. I'm not going to leave you. Glory to God. And you know what? Just think about it now. Naomi could have been selfish. She could have said, well, you know what? Y'all just come on and go with me anyway. Because she would have thought maybe that she was going to be lonely over there in that place, even though those were her people. Glory to God. But you know what? Mm-mm. She didn't say that. She told them to go back, but Ruth refused to go back. She went on and went forward with Naomi. Glory to God. Ain't that something? She said, I'm going on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So she kissed Oprah, and Oprah went on back to where she wanted to go. Glory to God. Because Oprah wanted a man. That's what it was. She turned around and went on back. She said, I go back here where they know me. Hey, I might catch one of these fellas over here. So Oprah turned around and she went back. My God, my God. Let's move just a little bit further. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to pick up on 15. Glory to God. And she said, behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people and unto her God. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. She kept trying to make her go back, but she wouldn't go. Ruth just wouldn't go. Ain't it something when you get that word, you want to hold on to that person, amen, because they're teaching you. They're teaching you about God. You know who he is. You know what you got to do to get closer. You know what you got to do for God to draw you closer to him. You know you have to lead, amen. Someone, you have to lead your kin people, good God Almighty, and draw closer to God. You got to draw closer to God because of you want more from God, not because, amen, you know, somebody always over here, you know, they're okay. They got all this. They got all the tea and chowder, glory to God. And, you know, people know them, glory to God. No, it's got to be because you want him. How bad do you want him, glory to God? That's what you got to look at, glory to God. If you want it bad enough, then guess what? He'll be yours. But if you don't, he won't be yours, glory to God, because it comes along with you, amen, standing up for yourself. It comes along with you saying, okay, I got to pull apart. I got to read. I got to pray. I got to do this. I got all this stuff I got to do. How bad do you want him, glory to God? You see, Ruth wanted what Naomi had. So that's why she stayed with her. She said, I'm not going to leave you. You have taught me the word of God. You have told me about this man named Jesus, and that's who I want. And I'm going to keep holding on, and I'm not going to let you go. Glory to God. Because I know I got the most stuff I can learn. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, let's move on. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee. For wherever thou goest, I will go. Where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God shall be my God. Glory to God. Where thou diest, will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also if I ought. But death part be at me. She was saying, I'm going to stay with you. I ain't going nowhere. I ain't turning back, glory to God, because I want this God you got. Amen, glory to God. You done imparted in me, and I believe, and I'm not going to let it go. Glory to God. Hallelujah. She held on with all that she had. She held on to her coattail. She didn't let her go because she taught her the word of God. Ain't it something, amen? I'm telling you, get all you can get. Can all you can. Why you can. Glory to God. Whenever you have somebody teaching you the word, whenever you have somebody, amen, that's willing to give you their time, amen, and the effort and pull, oh, God, and pour out into you, Lord, glory to God. And give you, amen, what you need and how you need it and tell you about a man named Jesus. Glory to God. You better hold on to him. You know, so many times now, amen, people don't want the real, true, and the living God. You know what they want? They just want a fraction of it. They think, amen, glory to God, and they just go to church on Sunday, then everything is all right. You know, I'm good. I got it. So, you know, I can just hold on to that. Glory to God. But, you know, that ain't all. He has so much more to offer. So much more to give, amen. You just really don't know. We haven't even tapped in, amen, to what God can do for us. Glory to God. Let's move just a little bit further. And when she saw that she was steadfast and minded to go with her then, she left speaking unto her. In other words, she just stopped. She said, I ain't going to tell you to go out no more just to get it. Come on, let's go. So she did. She went on with her. Glory to God. So they too went until they came to Bethlehem, and it came to pass, when they were come to Bethlehem, that all the city was moved about them, and they said, is this Naomi? Okay, the woman. Now, do you think they were saying that for, amen, for this to welcome them? They're like, oh, okay, you left us in time of the famine, but now you want to return, amen, glory to God. Hallelujah. Ain't that something, glory to God? Now, that woman done lost all her people. She done lost her husband. She done lost her two children. And then they're going to be saying, ain't this the woman? Ain't that something, glory to God? Listen, I hear. If you have walked away from some a church, amen, glory to God, and you didn't do it the right way, glory to God, then you need to return, amen. Don't worry about what people say. People going to talk about you if you do, and they're going to talk about you if you don't. But if God is telling you, sometimes God ain't telling you to do certain stuff. And then you say, well, I know I heard the Lord telling me. No, make sure it's Jesus, amen, on the line, glory to God. Because sometimes the devil is on the other end of that line. You know, ask God for sure, amen. Because, you know, he said some things only come out by fasting and praying. You know, so many times now, you know, we don't want to pray things through. We don't want to fast and we don't want to pray things through to see what God would have us to do. You just make up your own mind, you know, glory to God. Hallelujah. But don't you know we ought to have, oh, say it, Lord, we ought to have the mind of Christ. So what we got to do is pray. Glory to God. My God, my God. Pray and see what he would have us to do. That's what I'm talking about. And if he ain't telling you to go and you don't hear him say nothing, well, don't just make up your own mind saying, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to go back. Now, make sure, amen, that you got Jesus on that line telling you what you need to do. Because if it ain't him, then, amen, hang up that line. Glory to God. Just hang it up, glory to God, and lose that number. Hallelujah, glory to God. but he will lead you and he will guide you. Look how he did Naomi, amen, glory to God, and Ruth. After all that they had been through, Naomi, amen, went back to her people, and guess what? Ruth tagged along with her. It was nothing that she could say, hallelujah, to make her turn around, because she knew she wanted that God. She said, uh-uh. Then she wanted it, and guess what? She was going to go and get that God that she was talking about, you know, and even she wanted to see what God had done in that land. That's what it was, glory to God. She said, I can't go now. I can't leave you, because you have taught me the words. You have taught me about a man named Jesus. And now I'm walking upright and I'm talking right. And now you think I'm going to turn around and go back. Well, they ain't doing what they need to do. Well, they ain't serving. They serving them little G God. I ain't going back over there. Glory to God. And then sometimes, you know, amen, that even the little G God, glory to God, they don't split into other gods. Glory to God. And everything with two heads or what? A demon. Glory to God. My God. And you think I'm going back over there when you have told me about this man named Jesus? Oh my God. And part of the Red Sea. Good God Almighty. You think I want to go back over there? Go, oh my God, my God. To that, over there where they ain't serving God? No. I don't want to go over there. Amen. If you know the Lord ain't in it, then amen. Don't you go. Amen. Glory to God. If you know he's not there, amen, you don't have to go. My God, my God. Because sometimes we put ourselves in these positions. You know what I learned, amen, in through ministry? Amen. Choose your battle, glory to God. If it ain't a battle that you've got to fight, glory to God, then don't fight it. But sometimes you get so tied up, amen, and tangled up, amen, and battles, amen, that it really ain't even none of your business. You know, choose your battles. If it ain't about you, glory to God, walk away from it. Hallelujah. And don't get tied up in other people's stuff. Glory to God. So she didn't want to go back, and she didn't go back. She kept on going, amen. They went, amen, to that land, and they went forward, glory to God. And it was just awesome. She loved what she was teaching up. She held on to what she was teaching up, glory to God, and she liked, amen, what she was telling her, amen, glory to God, about a man named Jesus, a true and a living God, and she loved it. Hallelujah. Let's move on down to number 20. And she said unto them, call me not Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty has dealt very goodly with me. Now, you know what? She didn't turn her back here. Amen. Come on, man. This woman had not lost all her family. You know how it is. I need to be like, oh, God. So, God, do you really, really love me? Look what done happened. I'm going through all these trials and these tests. But that didn't mean that don't mean that she turned her back on God. Glory to God. She let some stuff came out. Yeah. She did, glory to God, but she was hurting. That's why I say, you know, get some healing in your hurt, glory to God. Even if you're hurting, get some healing behind your hurt. Don't just stay there and hurt. You know, there are too many people now that's hurting, but they are afraid, amen, to come on these lives and get the help that they need. They are afraid, hallelujah, to call, amen, and listen, ain't nobody going to ask you ain't nobody going to ask you your name, glory to God. They just want to ask you where you're calling from and what's your prayer request and help you to get some deliverance. Amen. Glory to God. They ain't going to ask you your name, your address. Amen. And they ain't going to ask nothing else. Glory to God. But when these lines are open, come on in and get in and let God be your guide. Glory to God. And let God heal you from all this hurt. You've been hurting too long. Now, some been hurting for years. They don't even want to go and get hurt. There are some people that you can't go to get help. Glory to God. I understand that. But there are those that God is raising up in these last and evil days that don't mind, hallelujah, seeking the Lord thy God for your help. Glory to God. Don't mind praying with you to get you, amen, delivered, healed, and set free. There are those that God has raised up, hallelujah, that don't mind, hallelujah, to help you to get your breakthrough. Glory to God. And it ain't cost you nothing, amen. It's up to you if you want to sow seed. Ain't nobody going to make you. It all depends on what you believe. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So there are those that God has raised up in this last and evil days. So I encourage you to come on, hallelujah. And don't be afraid, amen, when these lines are open, these 50 lines are open for you. Glory to God. I know you're thinking, oh, well, yeah, they open every Sunday. Of course, glory to God. But, you know, amen, just think about it. Amen. Because, you know, they could be out doing something else. Yes. Yes, true. But they love their people so much. They love God's people, oh God. They love God's people so much that they want to see them get everything God has. amen, for them. Glory to God. They want to pray with them and see them get healed, delivered, and set free. Ah, glory to God. In this season, so you can move forward in your ministry, so you can move forward, amen, glory to God, and not be stagnated, glory to God, and not sit in them same old dwelling places that you was in last year, in them same old dried up, amen, places, and sitting under them same old dried up fruit tree, glory to God. Your fruit ain't giving off, amen, glory to God. You ain't getting no good fruit off your tree, hallelujah. You got a peach tree, but it's bearing oranges, huh? Glory to God. And every orange that you pick is rotten. Oh, good God Almighty. Come on now. Glory to God. My God, my God. That's the type of God that we serve. We serve a good God that wants you to get, amen, what he has for you. Glory to God. Let's move on down just a little bit further. Amen. I want to finish this up. Glory to God. I went out full, and the Lord has brought me home again empty. Why then call ye me Naomi, seeing the Lord has testified against me, and the Almighty has afflicted me? You know, glory to God, just think about it, amen, yeah. They looking at her like, okay, you know, that's what they called her Naomi, but she wanted to call her Mara. But understand, glory to God, you know, she was hurting, yes, she was hurting, but she didn't turn back, amen. So Naomi returned, and Ruth, the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law, with her, which returned out of the country of Moab. And they came to Bethlehem in the beginning of barley harvest. Now, just think about it. Look here. God brought them, amen, in that place. Even though all they had lost the husband, the son, amen, glory to God, all of them. And then the daughter-in-law, she turned around and left. She didn't die, but she left. Glory to God. And look where he brought them. He brought them into a place right there at the beginning of barley harvest. That means, amen, at the beginning of wheat harvest. Glory to God. Guess what? They wasn't going to go hungry. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because he brought them in at the right place, at the right time to get, amen, what they need. Glory to God. Just think about it now. Glory to God. They could have went right back there, and they could have already done harvest everything, and everybody them had their little, you know, their little harvest ready and had it packed up, getting ready for winter or whatever season it was in, and nobody wouldn't let nobody do anything, and they wasn't giving away nothing. But he brought them in right at the barley season. Glory to God. That's the harvest. So glory to God. You see, God wants to bring you into your harvest. Oh, glory to God. It's time for you to come into your harvest. But in order for you to get into your harvest, you got to hear. And you got to have somebody, amen, to teach you, glory to God, how to get into your harvest. You know, sometimes you think, well, I can get there by myself. No, you got to get somebody, amen, let me help you, hallelujah. You got to get somebody, amen, to help you tear down those weeds, amen, that have grew up in your life. You got to get somebody to beat up, amen, on the negative thoughts that you done had in your life. You got to get somebody, amen, to help you pray the thing through, glory to God. You got to get somebody to help you know, amen, how to go and step through the word, amen, and get what you need, amen. You got to get somebody, amen, to teach you, amen, when you do it like this and you do it like that. You got to get somebody, amen, to give you teaching thoughts, amen, that you ain't thought about yourself. In other words, you got to get somebody that's been there and done those things, amen, glory to God, in order to teach you how to get your harvest, glory to God, because it's harvest season. But if you ain't got the right folks, amen, around you, glory to God, if you ain't in the right place, then you ain't going to receive no harvest. You know what? Sometimes you get so caught up in self, glory to God. Because we have got people, amen, glory to God. I just say we, amen, but I am a giver. Amen. I give, glory to God. I know what giving to do. And I can tell you what, glory to God, I know some other people that know what giving to do too, glory to God. Hallelujah. Good giving will open up contracts for you that you didn't even think about. You know, God will use other people, hallelujah, to bring, amen, contracts to you, glory to God. And that's a fact, amen, that's a fact, glory to God. So I encourage you, amen, glory to God. My God, you got to get with the right folks, amen, who can get them weeds broke up, amen, in you, who can get that stuff pulled out you, amen, that you've been harming, that unforgiveness, that doubt, amen, and that unbelief all these years. You got to get around some people, amen, who care about your very soul, who will labor and pray for you, glory to God. Because you see, amen, it's harvest time. But if you don't know how to get that harvest, amen, and how to keep that harvest, glory to God, then, amen, it ain't going to do you no good, glory to God. Hallelujah. But sometimes you're just so selfish, amen, glory to God, and so prideful. That's a prideful spirit, amen, glory to God. Thinking that, you know, I can do this on my own, glory to God, huh? Glory to God. And I hear something all the time. I hear that, amen, saying, you know, even think about it, Gilligan was on his island, but he went out there alone, glory to God. He had a captain, so you need a captain, glory to God, to help you. Hey, that's what I'm talking about. You need a captain, glory to God. You need a captain, glory to God, to help you walk in your harvest, to help you get your harvest. But see, even though after all they had been through, God brought him in right at the right time, at the right time and the right place, glory to God, to receive, amen, glory to God. And that's what God will do for you, glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, and if you ain't in that place, then go ahead. It's time for you to come on out, glory to God. God is reaching out, amen, to the saints, amen, and those, amen. You know, there are saints, amen, in a place where, you know, yes, you are saved, amen, glory to God, but you're just stagnated. You're not going anywhere, glory to God. You know, just think about it. I see it, amen, glory to God. Whenever you want to boil water, amen, if you just put it in the pot and put it on the stove and don't turn it on, glory to God, it ain't, you can't boil it. My God, my God. That's how it is over here in the kingdom of God, glory to God. If you just sit there and you don't know the word, you don't know how to use the word in your very life, you don't know how to sift through this word, amen, and get what you need, you don't know how to pray this thing through, amen, glory to God. You don't know how to seek the Lord, you don't know, amen, glory to God, and a lot of stuff that you ain't learned, then ain't nothing going to happen. You ain't going to go no further. So I tell you what, glory to God, you ought to be tired and sick and tired, glory to God, because it's time to move. Hallelujah. Just move on out and see what God will do for you. You ain't got to fear because he ain't giving us a spirit of fear. There's someone who's been fearing, amen, to move. Yes, I understand. You're a church member, and you've been sitting on the front row over 10 years. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But what are you doing? Hallelujah. You ain't doing nothing. Glory to God. Every now and then, amen, they may let you read a scripture, glory to God. But God might want you to start your own ministry. So I encourage you, amen, it's time to move, it's time to move. It's not that you don't like them, it's not that, and it's not that you're disrespecting them. But God, you know, Jesus raised up his disciples, glory to God, and guess what he did, hallelujah. They were taught the word, they stayed with him, they taught the word, amen, glory to God. And when he ascended on high, glory to God, the Holy Ghost came back and it filled many, glory to God. Woo, Jesus, yes, it did. Yes, it did. So you see, you got to be discipled, amen, and then send you out, glory to God. Because if you're just sitting there upon them, that ain't going to work, glory to God. You just keep giving, amen, and you ain't going nowhere, ain't doing nothing. That's not it. That's not what it is. You got to be discipled and sent out, glory to God. Set out. Now that's what, amen, that's what you got to do. Hallelujah. So you've been sitting there, amen, and stagnated in this place. So I'm calling you out. I've got to deliver you and show you on this day that he's calling you out, amen, to go, amen, in the hedges and highways and compare those that don't know Christ. You know, he's saying it ain't those that are healed that need a physician. It's those that are sick, amen, that need a physician. So, you know, if you're always going, and he was talking to me and telling me, if you're always getting those people, amen, and just in the ones that's in your little circle, in your little church, you know, I'll do for you and you do for me, then it's not effective. Glory to God. Because there are people that are lost out in the highways and in the byways, amen, that need what you got. Ha, hallelujah. Glory to God. It's those people that we're to reach in this season. My God, my God, my God. Because God wants to get you your harvest. Amen. Glory to God. Your harvest, hallelujah. Your harvest of people. Your harvest, amen. Glory to God, or whatever you believe in God for. So, you know, amen. I encourage you to come on in, amen, and get in, hallelujah. And when I was in my prayer time, the Lord gave me a word. I had to write it down, amen, so I wouldn't forget it, glory to God. He said, Richard, to be in this ministry, but you're afraid of what they're going to say. He said, it don't matter, amen, whether it's a man or a woman, it don't matter. He said, there's no male or female in Christ Jesus. Oh, good God Almighty. He said, it don't matter. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, it don't matter. Glory to God. What you want to do is you want to be able, amen, to get what you need, hallelujah, and then be set out, glory to God. He said, don't matter. So, Richard, this is your call. This is you I've been talking to today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So God said, it don't matter, hallelujah, what they say. It don't matter. So you got to learn how to shake people loose. Just get what you need, hallelujah. Glory to God. Come get what you need. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just learn how to shake that off. Glory to God. You have to shake it off and keep it moving. Because it don't matter. It does not matter. He said, what you want to do, Richard? He said, you'd rather obey those that's telling you, amen, to stay there. Amen. And be stagnated than to disobey me. What are you going to do? Which one you want to do? You going to disobey him or you going to obey them? What you want to do? Wouldn't you rather obey God and disobey them because they don't know what they're talking about? That's the thing. I'm calling you Richard. And if your name is Richard, hit me up on Facebook because I know Richard is listening. Glory to God. I feel it, glory to God. Richard is listening. Because Richard, he gave me this earlier before I even came on. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. But understand, amen, don't you want to be the Ruth, amen, with Naomi to hold on when you get in the teaching of God, amen. Just remember, glory to God, when you get what you need, hallelujah, don't be like Oprah. Don't walk away from it and go back to your same old place. Just hold on right there. Amen. Glory to God. Continue to follow the woman of God. Continue to follow the man of God who's teaching and preaching, amen, you the word of God, and you know it's coming from the word. Glory to God. That's what you do. Hold on. But Oprah went back, but Ruth held on. And look what it took. It took them, amen, even though after she had went through all those trials and those tribulations and that trouble, amen, that she had went through, God took them to a place where right there at the right time, it was barley season. So it's time, amen, glory to God. Amen, glory to God, because she held on and she did not, amen, leave, amen, Naomi. Glory to God. Amen, hallelujah. You know, we serve an awesome God. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. Now, if you desire prayer at this time, glory to God, if you would press the 1, I will bring you in for prayer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. We are living in a season now where, you know, I think the men and women of God, you know, they want so much for their for people to get this. And you know, they stress it so much for us to get what we need and for us to know the real and true and living God, you know. Because, see, some people, they have a zeal, you know. They just have a zeal. It's just, I'm telling you, it's just so much more that God can take you to. It's so much more that you can learn about this man named Jesus. You know, if we were made in God's image, you know, man was made in God's image, but, you know, he made us just little Lord and angels. Come on, man. It's a lot, amen, that we don't know, that we can tap into. But in order for us to tap into it, you got to have the right leaders. Glory to God. You just got to have the right leader. Hallelujah. And like I said before, don't ever think that you're too old to learn. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because you're never too old to learn. Always keep an open mind. When somebody tells you something, keep an open mind, glory to God, to hear what they're saying. Hallelujah. I don't care, amen, glory to God, who you are, what, it doesn't matter. Keep an open mind, glory to God, to hear. And if you know and you go back and you read it and you ask God and you pray about it, and he said, no, that's not right, you know. And then he show you by the word what's right and he tell you what's right, then you go with that. Glory to God. But you have to be able and willing to hear. Amen. And be able and willing to listen. Glory to God. So keep an open ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Nobody press the 1. Hallelujah. We serve a good God. God is good. All the time. All the time. God is good. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Amen. And I want to encourage you, amen, to go over. Don't forget to go over and listen to Minister Elaine Jackson, who will be coming up at 6:30. Glory to God, to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying in that hour, because God is going to move in a mighty way. She's going to give you her testimony. Keep an open ear. Listen to what God is saying through Minister Elaine. Glory to God. God moves, amen, all the way from Monday all the way down through Sunday. Glory to God. He's giving you the word of God. Hallelujah. The preached word of God, the two-minute clips that you can get for only $25. I want to reiterate it. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Don't miss your harvest. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Now I'm going to go ahead and give the invitation, amen, to Christ. If you don't know Jesus in part of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. You know, let's just go ahead, amen, and repeat after me. And if you ain't sure that you are saved, go ahead and repeat after me. It's okay to double-check yourself. Glory to God. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Lord. Father God, I repent of all my sins that I have committed. I believe that Jesus died and rose on the third day. In Jesus' name, amen. And if you said that, you're a blood-washed believer, hit me up on Facebook if you can. I know some of them don't have a Facebook page. Well, you can go, amen, hallelujah. Some of you have my number, amen, on the card. You can call me through that Google number, amen, glory to God. But you know God is real, amen. And if you receive him on the day, he's the love of your life, glory to God. Let him, amen, be your guide. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And get in a Bible-believing church where the word of God is being taught. Amen. Glory to God. Go to Sunday school. Go to Bible study. Amen. But lead your word, amen, as you go. So that way, whenever they come up, whenever they're talking about the word of God, then you'll know what they're talking about. Glory to God. And don't forget to write it down. Hallelujah. So if you don't understand it when you go, write it down. Amen. And then what you do, you come back home and you say, Lord, they said this, this, this. And I couldn't keep up, Lord, this, 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 this. So help me to find this, this, this in the word. It's okay. Until you get caught up. Amen. Glory to God. Until you get caught up and you can understand it. It's okay. You know, let's be realist. Let's just stop playing, you know. People be playing. Amen. Glory to God. Like, I know this and I... Just stop the playing, glory to God. Just become real before God, because that's what he wants. We serve a true and living God. We serve a real God. So come to God real, open-handedly, and he will fix whatever's wrong. And he's going to give you, amen, what you need. So it's okay, glory to God. I learned it's okay, glory to God. Amen, hallelujah. Now I'm going to go ahead on, and I'm going to go ahead on. And give me a benediction, and I'm going to give y'all a few little extra minutes to go get your Sprite, get your water, but I want you to get back online and hear what the Lord is going to bring from Minister Elaine's belly on today. Glory to God. Because he said, out of the belly shall flow rivers of living water. So the living water is getting ready to flow. So I want to encourage you to come on and hear, amen, what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Amen. Now I want to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. And have an awesome, awesome week. Amen. And we will see you back here on Sunday.